And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. More than 30 years in the making, the Louisiana Civil Rights Museum will officially open to the public inside the Ernest Morial Convention Center in New Orleans on Sunday. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says the new museum is part of a continued effort to educate visitors about Louisiana's place in the civil rights movement and real-life activists like Leona Tate.
She was led into school and saw police on horseback. She asked her mom, why did she have to go to school when a parade was coming? And her mom said, oh, no, honey, this ain't no parade. Keep your head down. To be able to capture those stories from the people that lived it, it's something that will live on forever.
The 5,000-square-foot exhibit opens with information about lunch counter sit-ins, Southern University students marching into the Capitol in 1960, swim-ins leading to the desegregation of swimming pools, and Nungesser says the museum serves as a way to learn from the past.
The first march was from Bogalusa to Baton Rouge. Many of those occurrences for that era took place and started right here in Louisiana. And finally, we can recognize those people and their families in this incredible museum.
The $2 million exhibit will be the first in the state dedicated to memorializing events and honoring Louisiana heroes of the civil rights movement. Even with officially 2 months left in hurricane season, state climatologist Barry Keim says if we can get through the next few weeks without a named storm in the Gulf, it's highly likely Louisiana will be unscathed this season. Statistically, the latest storm on record to threaten the Bayou State was Halloween 28 years ago.
So we just have to make it for one more month, 2 more weeks for major hurricanes, and then I'd say to the end of the month for hurricanes in general.
So far this Atlantic hurricane season, there have been 18 named storms. 6 were hurricanes, 3 were major hurricanes. The average is 14 named storms. And now that we've reached the next to the last month of hurricane season, Keim says on average, 1 named storm forms in the North Atlantic Basin in October.
However, thinking back just as recently as 2020, we had both Hurricanes Delta and Hurricane Zeta make landfall here just in Louisiana in that same year, in the month of October.
Zeta made landfall as late as October 28, 2020, and in 1985, Hurricane Juan showed up late to the party and was still hanging around the Louisiana coast on Halloween Day. Keim says even with a few late-season named storms in Louisiana history, we're not out of the woods just yet.
No time to put our guard down. And if we could just hang on for a couple of more weeks, I'd say we're not likely to see a major hurricane.
For the last 175 years, Keim says a hurricane has never made landfall in Louisiana during the month of November. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.